enjoy reading and reflecting on the lives of the saints, because in part it's very inspiring. It's uplifting to hear about the amazing things that God can do through different individuals when they respond to his grace and the incredible good that comes to the world through them. But there's something at the same time about them that seems out of reach. You know, they've done amazing things. Like if you think about Mother Teresa, you know, her order of sisters has spread throughout the whole world, ministering to the sick and to the dying. You know, how many hundreds of thousands of people have they cared for in their final hour? Or a saint like Saint Francis Xavier, he traveled to the far distant corners of the world to bring people the gospel, and people, he baptized them by the tens of thousands, and so many people heard the gospel who never would have otherwise known about God and his message of salvation. And the saints have gone through such great trials and such great sufferings. If you think about St. Maximilian Kolbe, who was in the Auschwitz concentration camp and gave his life as a martyr. Or John Paul II, who lived under the Nazi occupation of Poland and then the Soviet occupation after that. And yet here we are in Logan County, Ohio. You know, no one's going to be writing a book about our life, well, maybe someone, but you know, chances are no one's going to be writing a book about my life. You know, but today, I think it's important to remember that we celebrate the feast day of all of the saints. Not just the canonized saints, but all of the saints. As we hear in the first reading, the countless multitude in heaven. And don't let anyone tell you, by the way, that only 144,000 people are saved, because they obviously didn't read much further in the book of Revelation where it says the countless multitude. But the majority of the saints that we celebrate today are completely unknown to us. But they attained great holiness, and they attained greatness in ordinary lives. You know, they were mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, married and single, priests and religious, young and old. There are people just like us, and every single one of them that we celebrate today are now saints, rejoicing in the glory of heaven. You know, they were people who followed the same basic steps towards holiness that we can follow. And one of the things that they all did is they all suffered in different ways, whether it was physical, emotional, or spiritual suffering, and they willingly accepted that suffering from the hand of God. And they used it for a greater purpose. They used it to conform themselves more deeply to Christ and the suffering that he underwent. Or they used it for the graces for the conversion of sinners and the salvation of souls. There's no shortage of suffering and trials in this church here today that we bring here. The question is whether we embrace that suffering willingly, or whether we turn away from it and are resentful of it. The saints embraced it willingly and used it for a deeper purpose. The second thing about all the saints is they wanted to please God. They wanted their lives to live their lives in a way that would be pleasing to him. You know, they in prayer sought after the face of God, and they simply wanted to please our Heavenly Father. And in part, that led them to recognize sin and how offensive that is to God, and the pain that Jesus undertook when he took sin upon himself. And that leads the saints to a deep repentance and a true sorrow for their sins. And we hear in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are those who mourn." And we're not talking simply about natural mourning, but mourning for sin. For the sins that we've committed, and for the sins of others, people who are living their lives every day in a way that's offensive to God. And so the saints always want to please our Father in heaven. And the third thing about the saints, and we hear this in the first reading, is that they washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. We don't get to heaven by our own efforts. It's through the grace of Jesus Christ. And so we're purified through grace. And so it's that grace is offered to us through the sacraments, through the sacrament of baptism, through the sacrament of confession, through the most holy Eucharist. When we receive these sacraments, the Lord is nourishing us, purifying us, and we are, as it says in Revelation, washing our garments, our robes, in the blood of the Lamb. And so those are three simple steps that all the saints followed. They willingly embraced whatever trials and suffering were handed to them for a greater purpose. They wanted to please God in the way that they lived, and they washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. You know, we live in a very chaotic time in history with COVID and with mayhem and violence in the cities and the election turmoil and everything else that's going on. So many things that we could worry about. But more importantly than that is that God is working through these events, and he's forming saints in the world right around us. And the good news is that God gives to each and every one of us every single thing that we need to become saints. It's not about being in some special situation out of luck or being one of the few that are chosen for sainthood. It's about how we respond to the invitation that God is giving to each and every one of us right now. It's about whether or not we make the commitment to seek the face of God and to love him above all things. If we make that commitment, if we follow that path, embrace whatever suffering comes our way, and strive to live in a way that's pleasing to God, and if we seek his face, then one day we too will join all of our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, and at this very moment are rejoicing at the heavenly banquet.